And a phone conversation between the Taoiseach and the Israeli president developed into a controversy over the weekend after officials close to President Isaac Herzog said that he warned Simon Harris about Ireland unilaterally recognising the state of Palestine. He's reported to have said that it could jeopardise any hope of Hamas releasing hostages and lead to more attacks on Israel. Mr. Harris's spokesperson said that some of what the Israeli side said did not accurately reflect the content of the phone call. Well, it is understood that Ireland, along with Spain, Slovenia and Malta, plan to recognise a Palestinian state on May the 21st. We are joined by Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organisation. Gershon Baskin, you're very welcome again to Morning Ireland. Were you aware of the story? Is it reported in Israel?
No, I haven't noticed it at all in the Israeli media. It could be there, but there's other big news here, such as the helicopter accident in Iran, and of course the meetings of the Israeli cabinet, which get front news here. We haven't heard about any dialogue between President Herzog and the Irish government.
Well, May the 21st is tomorrow, and this is being reported that Ireland, along with these other countries in Europe, will recognise a Palestinian state. The Israeli government's position has always been that any such recognition would constitute a prize for terrorism. Quote, do you agree?
No, I totally disagree, and I congratulate Ireland on taking a step that should have been done 30 years ago. If we want to defeat terrorism, if we want to defeat the extremist groups that attacked Israel on October 7th, then we have to demonstrate to the Palestinian people that there is a political alternative to violence. They are fighting for liberation and freedom and dignity. And the best way to avoid the need of the Palestinians to feel that they need to use the armed struggle and violence is to show them that Palestine is becoming real, that the two-state solution is emerging. It should have emerged through dialogue and negotiations. Unfortunately, the two-state solution is back on the table as a result of a horrific war, but it's there and we can't ignore it and we have to make it real. And what Ireland is doing is 100% the right thing to do.
But its impact on Hamas, who's in power in Gaza, we're told it has considerable support in the occupied West Bank. Hamas's aim is to destroy the state of Israel. What impact would recognising a Palestinian state have on an armed group like Hamas, which is regarded as a terror group by the European Union and the United States?
Well, from my talks with people in Hamas, which are relevant to as of last night even, there are divisions within Hamas today. Those who are recognizing that the Palestinians might fulfill their dream of having independence and freedom. It won't be over all of Palestine from the river to the sea. But I asked a senior Hamas leader last night, if you get a Palestinian state in the territories that Israel occupied in 1967, would you lay down your arms? Would that be the end of the armed struggle? And he said, yes. And I asked him, is this your own opinion or the opinion of the movement? He did not return to me because I believe that there is a serious debate going on within Hamas today on whether or not achieving a Palestinian state in the occupied territories of 1967 would fulfill their dreams and their goals, and they could move forward in trying to build their state. This would be a turning point. We don't know what the response of Hamas would be yet. They did change their covenant in 2018 to reflect that they would accept a Palestinian state in the territories occupied by Israel in 67. But at that point, they refused to make mention of whether or not they would. In fact, they said they would not recognize Israel and not have any relations with Israel. This might be a turning point, and it needs to be encouraged. And I really believe that the step by Ireland and these other European countries is a step in the direction to helping Hamas change its position.
More immediately, how would any such recognition impact on the release of hostages and ceasefire? Because this is what reportedly the Israeli president was worried about.
Right, it has zero impact. The gaps between Israel and Hamas right now on the negotiating table are that Hamas has said that they will not accept any agreement and will not release any hostages without an Israeli commitment to end the war. And Mr. Netanyahu said that he will not accept any deal with Hamas that commits Israel to end the war. I don't know how to bridge it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the question of the recognition of Palestine. It is everything to do with Netanyahu's determination to continue the war, even if he has to sacrifice the Israeli hostages.
Thank you very much indeed. Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization.